Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is April. I believe it's April 13th, 2015. Good morning, everybody. This is your journal strategist. It is Wednesday already. Wednesday. We are running through the month talking about activation, talking about activating certain things in your life. If you haven't understood the show, I suggest that you go back and you read or you listen to some of the things that we have been talking about, because it's been a awesome show. It's not the 13th, it's the 15th. It is April 15th. I was going to talk about activating your thoughts, but I tended to switch it, and we're talking about healthy relationships. This week we've been talking about mindset, even going into last week. And the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Psalm 34, verse 1. I had to say that this morning to get that out of me this morning. But this morning we are talking about healthy relationships. And Arlene, and I'm coming to get you in a second. But I wanted to switch the, like I was saying, I wanted to switch it because So much is going on in the world today, and we are looking for, I believe, healthier relationships. We are looking for healthier relationships. We are looking to be friendly. You know, we're looking to be honest and truthful. And those are basically the three things that you need to be to be activated in a healthy relationship. How many times have you attracted the wrong person or the wrong thing or the wrong friend? You know, you thought they were going to be your partner. You thought that they were going to be your advocate or your partner in crime. You can call them every once in a while and just go off, you know. And sometimes it's not the case. So sometimes you gotta begin. One of my friends from one of my companies, she called me last night. I mean, we were screaming and hollering and, you know, talking about one of the calls that we were on. And it's nice to do that. But in a healthy relationship, actually goes beyond just one call a month. I know for me and Arlene, we talk at least two or three times out of the week, sometimes more, sometimes every day. Depends on how busy I am and how busy she is. But we are talking about the importance of healthy relationships. I know we don't have a lot of time, all the time, to talk about everything you want to. We may have to go into a Friday discussion on it as well, but I'm willing to make some changes if we have to. But let's go see if Arlene is sitting at her desk this morning waiting for me. Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning, Dr. Arlene Sand?
I am well, alive and well, happy to be here to see another sunny day. Love to see how the sun is pushing, fighting its way through. I'm just having a relationship with the sun this morning. Just a nice relationship. Welcoming in all of the vitamin D I can get for the day. Me and the sun.
Wow. Not God, it's the sun.
Well, you know, of course, he is there, and it's because of him that the sun is there. So I'm looking at the vastness of his glory and how he allows that sun to come up without fail every day. He just does.
Awesome.
I'm just so amazed at what he does. That's the relationship. My relationship with him, and then him showing me the vastness of why he put that sun there. All that vitamin D for today. That's what I'm looking at. That's
awesome. That's what I need. Look, I'll come over. I'll be over.
Thank you. But, I'll welcome you.
I'll knock on the door and say, okay, Arlene, let me in. But this morning, I changed the topic this morning. Instead of doing thoughts, I decided to do healthy relationships. And this is something, and I hear my echoing, so this is something that we don't often talk about. And I don't know, we as people, we think just because we're friend, buddy, everything is healthy, everything is okay, everything is wonderful. And that's what Arlene was just talking about, a healthy relationship. We always have that healthy relationship between God or the Son or the Holy Spirit. We always have that relationship right there on the top. But then when we get in connection with others, we're like, uh-oh, what just happened? Uh-oh, why did they just hang up on me? Uh-oh, are they angry? Are they mad? Are they frustrated? What's going on? You know, and sometimes when you see the negative side of things, that is not a healthy relationship. That is not a healthy relationship. That's just a relationship where you thought was going right and it's not right. You know, and let me draw some lines to let you understand what I'm talking about. Every day we have a choice to be positive or we can be negative. We can be positive or we can be negative. Now, honestly, like I was saying before, I can get over here that negative if I want to, but nobody's going to show up. Guaranteed. Nobody. I can get on here, curse, scream, holler, shout. Nobody will get on the show. I promise you that if I'm cursing up a storm. Now, some shows, yes, they will get on, like Steve Harvey, whether he curses or not. Of course, because he's up there, but I'm not there. So I can't get on my show cursing, screaming, howling, making 10 jokes a day. You know what I mean? I can't do that. I got to act like I'm on the dimension that I'm on and continue to act positive and caring and you know, reach to those clients and reach to your heart. I'm not trying to reach to your mind today. I'm reaching to your heart today. This is a heart conversation. Health is important, and we talked about health. Me and Arlene talked about health on Friday. We talked about a little bit of health on Monday with mindset. But today, we want to go further into a healthy relationship. What are you doing to build a healthy relationship? How are you attracting those right clients, you know? And it's not just about a head kind of a thing. It's sometimes a heart conversation, you know? Sometimes me and Arlene have to have those heart-to-heart conversations off of here. We can't always talk about the world because the world is crazy, is nasty, and sometimes we don't have time to talk about the negativity. We don't have time to call each other and say, did you see what happened in Maryland? Did you see what happened in Philly? Did you see what happened in New York? You know, we don't have time. You know, I'm sure she doesn't watch the news, and I'm trying to cut my parents off of watching the news as well. But it's not about how negative can you be. It's about how can you influence, attract, and activate a right friend or a partner into your life. And that's how business owners attract people, because they're dressing nicely, they talk nicely, they're always looking positive, they don't look like a negative person, you know, as they walk into the building grumpy and everything else. You know, and that's how you attract and make an active decision. And sometimes I make a bigger decision on the way that they talk. If they're talking and discerning me after one or two moments, well, sometimes it depends on the talk and the walk that they show. You know, like I was saying, I think last week, I can't talk to everyone about my family and what I go through. I can't talk to everyone about that. And I definitely don't talk to my partner, Arlene, about that. So what do you have to say, Arlene, about healthy relationships today?
Wow. You know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I like the saying when people say you take lemons and make lemonade. So sometimes, like when you talk about the negative people, sometimes when people are being negative around me, I look at that and say that they have a sign on their head that goes, I need help, I want help, I need someone to listen to me. So I tend to look at it a little bit differently and try to figure out, okay, is there an underlying reason for this person to be as negative as they are? What has gone on in their life? Not that I'm going to be the person to help them come out of it, but sometimes I use the idea of thinking there's an underlying reason for why they are responding. What was their childhood like? Did they have their parents? Did they grow up in an orphanage? I don't know all these things, but sometimes these are the things that role play through my head when I see people reacting the way they're reacting. And I'll tend to maybe not necessarily shun them, but sometimes they don't know it because they don't know me in some instances. But I'll go into what I consider my prayer closet and my prayer room, and I'll pray for them, even if I don't know their name. It's like, okay, Father, there has to be a better life than the life that they're currently living. And they need to know that all their life they're going to be around people, so they have to learn how to get along with people. So relationships are important. Had we not had the relationship that we have, and we – prior to when we first started this, we hadn't met each other like physically at first. We were just met over social media like so many people. So we have to cultivate the relationships that we have and welcome good, healthy relationships. And when the relationships come that are not as healthy, then ask yourself, what is it that's causing this person to do what they're doing? Not to be a therapist, not to be their coach, not to be any of those things. But if you are a praying person, at least it gives you something to pray about. Okay, Father, help them with whatever their circumstances and situations are so that they can be a better person. Even when I'm talking to people about health and eating, I talk to the whole person, Jamie, and I tell them they want to be a healthier person, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally. So what kind of emotional baggage? Are they a person who's suffering because someone made them have an abortion and maybe they didn't want to have that? It's just so many factors that can cause people to be the way they are. Are they bitter because, you know, their grandmother, that was the only person that they had, and she died, and now, God, why did you take her? I mean, what's going on? So sometimes I'm asking the Lord, what are the things that's causing that person to respond the way they are? And as a result of that, then maybe they need to be in a relationship with someone who is a physician or someone who is a psychiatrist. Maybe that's the relationship that they need. But when we're talking about amongst ourselves, we want to be sure that we are cultivating healthy relationships, because we're not the psychologists and psychiatrists and all of that, but we still need to know that when we're choosing our friends, be sure that we understand that they could come with baggage. And are you going to welcome their baggage as well? Or are you going to help them understand, listen, you need to get help for whatever the underlying reasons for your actions are? So that's what I had to say about healthy relationships. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. She opened up a whole nother can. awesome. You know, and I never thought of it that way, but When I talk about healthy relationships, and you're right, we aren't psychiatrists and we aren't this, you know, special counselor. But again, like just on a day-to-day basis, you know, that's what I'm kind of seeing myself, you know, it's from like a day-to-day friend, you know. Who am I out here to make friends with? Who am I not out here to make friends with? And, you know, when Arlene was talking about the negative relationships, I, you know, sometimes I don't even get that deep. Sometimes I'm like, okay, well, let's just cut them off, you know, mm-hmm. because a lot of times I know for myself, I can't carry your baggage, your friend's baggage, your sister's baggage, and you know what I mean? I can only carry so much, and mm-hmm. the other person can too. So when I talk about friends, when I talk about healthy relationships, I'm talking about, am I going to talk to Arlene in a healthy business perspective, or am I going to call her every 10 minutes talking about my mom did this and my mom did that and I can't believe it and oh my goodness. And you know, there's people out here like this, you know, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm throwing out the house now. I'm living on a corner. Can you help me out? I need some money. You know, I don't bring all that baggage into a friend or a client. You gotta put your hand over some things. There are some things that you don't bring into clients or business owners' atmosphere, and that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a healthy relationship. You know, I can 9 times out of 10 realize if there's a positive friend or a negative friend. Or a friend who just wants to talk, you know. I'm not one of those people, really. Really, really. I have too much on my plate. And a lot of times I can't afford to sit and talk to you 2-3 hours a day talking about something that's totally out of my range, totally out of my way. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about healthy relationships, cutting off the negative people. And it is the truth to this too. I am helping my friend with a relationship, but she's that kind of person, and most people are. They don't like to go to counselors. That's what I found out. They don't like to go and get help. You know, they don't like to go, you know, besides their family. A lot of people today don't want to go out there today, Arlene, and say, mm-hmm. you know what, I think Arlene's right, I'm going to go get some help. A lot of people don't do that, and that's what I'm talking about. If you are in a healthy relationship, you know what is right. You know what is wrong. You know how to speak to the person. But if you are bipolar, if you are depressed, if you are this, if you are that, you need a counselor. But most people don't go to that third place. Most people just go for the friend. Most people just go for, well, let me just sit here and be depressed. Or mm-hmm. and I was in that state once upon a time. But mm-hmm. you cannot activate a relationship and be negative. That's what I'm trying to say. Write that down. You cannot be in an active relationship and be negative. You know, 9 times out of 10, people call me and say, hey, Jamie, can you just pray for me? Or, hey, Jamie, you pray for me, I pray for you. I say, okay, you know. But, you know, and that's the way it's going to go. You know, sometimes I bring the baggage, but I don't leave it. And I don't carry it to the next place that I'm going to. I leave the baggage at the door. As soon as I hang out with the person, I'm done. I'm finished. And that's another question, you know. Do you, Arlene, in the past, when you had negative relationships, did you ever bring the baggage with you in your relationships?
Well, in the past, I would have to say yes. I would be lying if I say I didn't, because there's all that reflecting, and sometimes there was the comparisons, and she did it this way, and she didn't do it that way, and he did it that way, and you can't measure up. And, you know, those were the things. But when we're thinking about business, we want to be, there's a scripture that says to not be unequally yoked. And that means that we want to have the same minds going in the same direction. Does not mean that we're doing everything exactly the same, because you want that other person to be a strength for wherever you're weak. So that's the one thing that you're looking for in the relationship. You both want to come in whole, vibrant, ready to go, but we do tend to carry over baggage. And then when I realize that baggage in itself is something that's used as a weight to weigh not only myself down, but to weigh the other person down as well, then I begin to understand, and I'm going spiritual again, where God said, cast all of your care on him because he cares for you. Then I started to take that baggage off of Arlene and place it where it belonged to him and say, listen, you got this. I know I have to do what I have to do, but you have told me I've won, and these are the things that you've already said. I'm more than a conqueror, so why am I holding on to this stuff? You said that you were my friend. You were a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So I'm focused on you, and if I'm focused on Christ and what he's doing in my life, it makes it that much better or easier for me to now cultivate relationships with others. So I look at the relationship that Christ had to his Father, and that helps me. Was I always here? No, Jamie. Was Arlene always thinking that way? No, Jamie. I mean, it would be tit for tat. You know, you say something, and I tat it back to you. But I'm learning as I'm growing that I must cast what I think back to the Lord and allow him. I can't make anybody do anything in the first place. All sure. I can do is pray for them. You know, I can't make them do anything. It's like, Lord, bring it to their recognition that they need to do something and allow them to fall on their knees and ask you for help. And that's what I've been doing. It's like I just give them to the Lord. Okay, Lord, that's your child. You made them. Do what you need to do with them. All right? Back to you, Jamie.
And that is true. That is true. Bringing it back to the Lord, you know. And that's actually how you activate relationships, you know. We don't try and take on all the baggage ourselves. You know, I know with me, I a lot of times I'll do that. But sometimes I'll go, you know, the extra mile and try to understand this or that person. But a lot of times I can't. So I just leave it and I say, okay, see you later. You know, because there's a lot of people today that are unemployed and just want to just chat. And I'm like, uh-uh. I can't do that. You know, I can't just call Arlene and just chat. I can't. I got too much to do. I got nephews. I got this. I got that. I got a dog to walk before I leave. You know what I mean? I can't just pick up the phone and chat every 2 minutes, you know? So, you know, and I tell people, you know, if they do call me, I'm like, look, if you do call me, this is how it's going to go ahead of time. So you want to act like, you know, you don't hear me or you don't understand. Okay, well, see you later, you know. But I have, in recent relationships, I have carried baggage myself, you know, and I try to mentally go around, why did they do this? Why did they do this? Why? And I just say, you know what, I give it to you. I seek you first, Lord. And this is how it's going to go. So, you know, God, you're in control of my day, and you know what's going to go on when I go out this house, when I walk the dog, when I when I go to the store. You know what's going to happen. You know who I'm going to see and who I'm not going to see. You know if Arlene's going to show or not going to show. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are just that kind of a day. So, and my pastor said something this, I think it was this Sunday. He said, live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Live every day. We're supposed to be living by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to be living by doubt, worry, all the negative stuff. So if you haven't taken anything away from this this show today, I want you to take away this. We're talking about activating your healthy relationships. And the one thing I want to do is to challenge you to start acting more positive.
Mm.
Start acting more positive. And then you'll see others either go positive or they're very negative. Period. End of sentence. So, you have a choice. Either you could speak up and say, look, I didn't like this or that. Or you can, cut it off and say, well, I'll see you later. Gotta go. Some things you just got to nip it in the bud and just keep on going, because people are going to be people, family is going to be family, and there's nothing you could do about it but say, you know what, God, you're in control. You know what's going to happen. You know what they're saying, and you know what they're not saying. But we are out of time. Arlene, how can we get in touch with you if we need some more information on this topic?
You can get in touch with me by going to ArleneSweats at gmail.com. That's Arlene, SWEATS, at gmail.com. And you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go out, Jamie, because you say relationships, and I love my husband, and we have such a wonderful relationship. I think I'm going to go and just put together, if someone texts the word sweats to 80123, I'm going to put together just a little talk about relationships, and I'll send that to them free. So that's 80123. Okay?
Awesome.
Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Exciting. I'm going to do that right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do that right now. Everyone, get your
right
phones
now
out and do it right now.
Right now. 80123.
It's been a good show, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe we conquered some things from healthy relationships. And I want to thank you for joining us for this show on activating your healthy relationships, because there's something about health, but are you doing it the healthy way in your relationship, or are you doing it the non-healthy way? That's one of the things that I wanted you to bring or think about. I wanted you to think about, am I making a healthy connection or a not healthy connection? What am I doing right and what am I doing wrong in this relationship? Because relationships are important, but we are about to get out of here, so I want to say thank you for joining me. And join me on Friday at 10 a.m. for another Activating Moment on Jamie's Journal. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome, wealthy Wednesday.